Kesar stood before the lock with Nettie behind him. Tall and slender and dressed in dark brown, Nettie had been one of their better conversions. The former chief gatekeeper to the Sumerian underworld, he now worked for Kesar, who kept him in deep seclusion.
"You are devious, master."
It was true. He was the master, and he was devious. Kesar laughed as he stroked his chin. He'd embedded the lock that would hold back the Dimi inside Zakhar's chest. The only way for Sin to save the world would be to kill his own twin. He relished the image of Sin ripping Zakhar's heart out to save mankind. The only thing better would have been to have taken his woman and have her hold the lock in her chest. But that would have been suicide, since her death could very well unleash a Karanti army to hunt for them. No, this was much better. It would be like Sin killing himself, only worse. Stepping forward, Kesar cocked his head as he looked down at Zakhar, who was weeping from the pain of his chest having been ripped open. The chain that led to the Dimi tomb flowed out of his back. He smirked at the man's pain.
"What is that quaint human expression I learned last night? Sometimes you're the dog, and sometimes you're the hydrant," he hissed at Zakhar. "Guess you're the hydrant today, eh?"
Zakhar's entire body was shaking as he bravely lifted his head to pin Kesar with a lethal glare.
"Fuck you!"
"No, thank you. I prefer women."
He ducked as Zakhar tried to spit on him.
"And you gods think you're so superior. You cry and spit and beg for mercy just like everyone else. You have no more dignity than the lowest beggar."
He balled his fist in Zakhar's hair and pulled it hard.
"I can't wait to see you die."
Zakhar panted as more pain assaulted him, and that thought actually made Kesar hard. Kesar stepped back. He needed to find a female for a few minutes.
"Nettie, guard him well. I'll be back to play with him shortly."